What's up,
yo,
Keith?
Yo.
What up?
What up, Reno?
What up, Danny? What's going on?
What are we doing here, guys?
I think we all forgot what we're doing.
It's been too goddamn long.
It's been too long.
Too long.
Just been trying to do it, but Dave Stone ain't been available, so.
Oh, I know. Reno's been in, Reno had to go to Paris, Japan. He's been all over.
Yeah.
Covina. Corona.
Did you get that meme I sent you did you open that?
Yeah.
You know, the guy and the girl texting each other, and they're like, split frame. He's like, I'm in a really bad place right now. She's like, where, Covina?
No, I said, where, West Covina?
Yeah, West Covina.
Damn. Have you seen those ones? Have you seen all those, like, have you seen all those memes? Jeff Cypher's been sending them to me. He's like, where it's like, yeah, Paris is cool, but have you been to Riverside? And it's all like,
oh, yeah, yeah, and it wasn't even like cool Riverside. It was like the 60 by fucking Limonite Avenue, where the big, like Stegosaurus is like fucking peeking out over the pick apart.
Nah.
You know where the pick apart was off the 60?
Is it gone now?
No, it's still there.
Oh,
but
okay.
They built like houses and
you
like,
ever been to a pick apart when you're on meth?
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Me too.
I used to go to pick apart with like motherfuckers that were running around with warrants with like no expired tags. Or like they'd be like on bail fighting a case, and it would like be they got pulled over because they had no tags. So they would go to pick apart to try to find a crashed car with the tags taped in the window, so they could get that, take it, tape it up on their car, and take a picture of it,
no
like fight
way.
The case with it.
Damn.
Like, oh, it was illegal. They pulled me over. I had my tags taped in the window.
Dude, I was running around in Lakewood in like early '90s, briefly, and this dude Davey, I'll leave his last name out of it, but
there's a pick apart in Lakewood.
This was a house that had so much stolen shit.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, there's probably 30 cars there.
Oh, wow.
So it was an unofficial pick apart.
Yeah, it was like a house, but it had like a giant yard.
Pick
it
your,
was weird.
Pick your part.
And
pick your part.
We're back there was like, fuck it, dude, there was a trailer full of Rancho suspension shocks.
Wow.
Like, brand new.
Yeah.
Like, it was
those
all,
were hot back then.
All stolen shit.
Yeah,
and,
those were hot.
This dude, Davey, I mean, like, Keith, go to the store with Davey. I'm like, man, I don't want to go to the store with that motherfucker. Like, I'm on parole. You know what I mean? Like, you everywhere you went with him, he stole a car.
Oh, damn.
He'd carry a bunch of keys. You remember the GM keys? Like, the round one was the door, the square one was the ignition.
Yeah, for sure.
He just had a shitload of them on a giant key ring.
Because you can always, because they would.
Eventually, it's going to make
you're
it.
You're going to, yeah.
You can only make so many different keys.
Oh, that's true, right?
And, dude, we're like, we come out of Vons. He's like, I'll meet you at the house. I'm like, dude.
Oh, really? Oh,
El Camino.
Wow.
Yeah, only Chevys, too.
Damn. Yeah, because the Chevys is V6s, right? And V8s. You pull them out.
350.
Yeah, you can pull them out and pull the carbs off, and you can make anything with them fucking things. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but, I mean, the motors can go in almost anything.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah. The good old days. I had this guy, let's just call him, his nickname was Armageddon. And he was the one that put me on a pick apart because we had matching 300. We had matching Mercedes 300Ds. He had one, and he walked outside to the Rite Aid that's no longer there on Western. Well, I'm not gonna say the streets, but whatever. There was a Rite Aid that's no longer there, and he walked out, and he had a Mercedes 300D, and he went to go get into his, and he realized that he had been putting the key into a different one.
Yeah.
But the door opened, and he was like, "Oh shit!" Like, you know, and it opened the door, but not the ignition, because you know they'd had the ignition, and yeah, like it was the same thing. It was like the square, I think, for the door, and then the round for the ignition, and then the square for the trunk and the door. And he's like, "Oh shit!" So he's kind of like rifling through it, seeing what's in there. You know, there's like a little tool kit, some other stuff. You know, like he was like, "Oh man, there's some good stuff in here." And he goes and he checks the little glove box was locked, and he took his key and he checked the glove box and it opened, and there was keys, there was ignition keys in the other one. He goes,
"Well,
he's got a second car." You know, he goes, "Here, drive." He goes, "Drive mine. I'll drive this one." You know,
yeah.
But he would go anytime, because those things, like, always, you know, like the windows going up and down would always go out. Like, something would always break on him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And anytime he'd be like, "Bro, come on, we gotta go." You know, he's like, "Come on, we gotta smoke." And we would smoke a bunch and then go there and spend like hours trying to find. And that fool always found a part there.
He gets circuits and wires and levers.
Yeah, yeah,
there was these dudes.
MacGyver.
These two dudes, Nick and Simone, they wouldn't care. I'm fucking airing them out. But they had a dude who owned a company that refurbished stolen cars, right? In the mid-90s, like, the most stolen cars were Honda Civics, I think, or Accords?
Probably.
Civics, I think.
Civics were.
These fools, they would steal an Accord, and the guy would give them $900 for the seats and, you know, the dashboard or whatever.
Which is a big come-up back then.
Oh, it was a fortune. But every fourth one, like they would take the spare out of every one. And then when they have four spares, they take the wheels when they got a good one. You know what I mean?
Oh, damn.
And dude, all they did was, the guy would be like, I need white interior for a 95. You know what I mean? Red interior for a 96.
Oh, wow.
And dude, they were, I remember one time I'm driving, all of us are on one, you know? And I'm driving, all of a sudden I pull up to a light. I'm not sure, and there's two of them in hot ones.
No way.
Yeah. One coming towards me, the other one going, I was like, and I was like, yo, what's up?
Damn. Wow. In Honda Accords?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And nobody owned a Honda Accord.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, for sure. They were expensive. Honda Civics, yeah.
Yeah.
There was always some homie whose old lady like worked at the DMV or had like a legit job.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a kid already. And she had like a new forest green Honda Civic.
Oh, yeah.
My homie's whole thing was he would drive around, he would look for other cars. He would look for other ones that would match that. And if he would swap out their plates, like he would take the plates off and put his on theirs and take theirs off, you know?
Oh,
and then
right.
We'd keep riding, and then he would go do another one, and then do another one, then do another one. But the problem is he'd do so many that then he would end up with the stolen plates with the original ones. Those were like reported months ago.
Nuh-uh.
Back on his. Yeah, he got popped one time for it.
Dang.
He'd like changed it four times and literally put his original ones back on.
No way. Yeah.
And most motherfuckers, you would think that they would notice, but they don't.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
It's a tweak, though. It's like the whole stolen car thing is like, some people are like all about porn. Like, some motherfuckers are about stealing cars.
Oh, yeah. We had a homie that was his whole thing was our guest that we have coming on soon for this first episode. We had a friend who I grew up with, who I went to junior high with, and that was his whole shit. He was a guy that I would always blame shit on. Like, if my mom would find a weed pipe or something, she'd be like, "Who? What are you doing?" You know, and I'd be like, "Oh, it's not mine, it's Rocco's." You know, you'd always just blame Rocco for it, you know? And then Rocco ended up being the bad kid, you know? But, like, he started, like, by the time we were 18, he was already gone for, like, years, you know? And he would come out, and at one point he took me to the garage. He goes, "Hey, fool, look at all these cars I got." And he had, like, badass, you know, like, S550s and RX-7, like nice, you know, like
hot ones.
Yeah, oh yeah, all hot. And I was like, damn. And he was like, yeah. He's like, you know, when I was down, I learned how to do this and that, and like he was like, I learned how to reprogram the keys and this. And I was like, man, like, because he was always smart, but I was like, he's dope, like, to be able to pull that off. And then I found out what was happening was he was working with people that would tell him to get rid of cars. They would be like, "Hey, get rid of this car," because they were using it for insurance. But he would just take them all, and he couldn't really get rid of them, so he would park them in the garage and then busted for having
He was like,
"Where's he at now?"
Couldn't get rid of them. I don't know. Last I heard, he was living in the Santa Fe Wash or something. I was trying to get a hold of him for a little while.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a guy out in the IE, this dude Scotty, who was like, this whole clique of like white dudes, they all loved IROX. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was like IROX were a thing. And there was this one dude, Scotty, who was old wood that, I mean, wasn't old. I was just young. He was probably in his late 20s, but he was in and out of prison. And I remember going over to his old lady's house. She was, she dealt dope. And we started getting high. And he was like, I was like, "Yeah, I got to get back over to Corona or whatever. You want to give me a ride?" He's like, "Man, I don't think you want to be riding with me." I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "Well, I got in a car chase last night. I got arrested. They caught me, arrested me, threw me in the beat the shit out of me, threw me in the back of the car. I guess they beat his ass so bad they ended up having to let him go, but they took his car to the tow yard and pounded it, and then he broke into the tow yard and got his fucking car
no
back."
No way.
Yeah, and he was like, "Dude, I'm like, fuck, I don't know other way to get back to Corona," but he got me back to Corona, and then he's like, "All right, be cool."
Nah. Yeah, really?
Yeah, he was just...
Did he have, like, long hair and shit?
No, he was, like shaved head, you know, like and peck, stuff. Yeah. But he was a rowdy motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, welcome back to It's All Bad. We got a new season for you guys. We're kicking it off with our good friends, Dead City Punks, who I went into my text messages with these fools, and we've been trying to get them on for 3 years. They got a movie dropping, so they're finally coming on. We got Uncle Polly, we got Jimmy Garecki, we got the Impact guys. What are their names? Dude.
Oh, Larry, and what's his name?
Yeah,
Jason Ellis too.
No, Jason. We already Jason Ellis. Jason
Ellis. Oh, did we? Okay. Yeah.
We're trying to get our shit together, is what we're getting at. Uh-huh. But we've been. I mean, we've all been ready. It's just Dave just can't buckle down. So
our producer,
People, I've been getting DMs on that. I don't even check the It's All Bad Instagram, but it's like, hey, are you guys okay? Did one of you guys relapse? Do we need an intervention for you guys? You don't need an intervention. We're back. I should have cut my hair before coming on video.
But oh, no hey, shit.
But hey,
no,
you know
what I mean? You got that
fucking,
bro.
He looks like the leader of fucking Young Cartel or whatever. You know,
I dig it. It's
this
good.
This is fucked up. We're all running mustaches.
All three of us, huh?
Dude.
All three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it, man. This is the first time in my life I've mustache, run a mustache.
Mustache Mondays.
Mustache Mondays, yeah.
Welcome back. We love you guys, and we can't wait to share what's in store.
We'll see you soon.
Peace.
Take care.
As you might have noticed, there's no more ads on this show. And that's possible because of Patreon and guys like you and gals. So please subscribe on Patreon. We got special gift for you, and tell a friend.